Our DMs are open at Ben and Kelly Show, social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Derek sent us a message, and basically it's, at what point do you get involved, really?
Yeah, this would be really awkward for me, but it says, hey, Ben and Kelly, got a question. Let me preface this by saying I'm not a prude, but recently my wife and I went to see a movie in a small theater.
Mm-hmm.
In the row in front of us, a woman became increasingly amorous with her date.
Oh, my.
She first leaned over, kissed his cheek. Then she took off her shoes, put her legs on his lap, and started kissing his neck.
That's sweet.
Then they started the lip lock session,
mm-hmm.
all while we were trying to watch the movie. My wife, who had to look through their hookup to watch the screen, leaned forward and asked them to break it up.
Oh, what a block.
Fortunately, they did. Must have decided to carry on elsewhere as they didn't come back.
Mm.
So my question is, at what point is it reasonable to ask people to get a room? And what would you suggest saying? Thanks and love your show.
All right. Well,
which is kind of interesting because it sounds like his wife handled it.
Right. Well, I think maybe he was... Maybe he was, like, embarrassed by it or something. Or
yeah,
embarrassed
maybe
that is
like, hey, was she right to do that?
Yeah, embarrassed that his wife, like, jumped in and got involved. Because it really depends on the situation. If it's just me, and I've only seen a movie by myself, like, maybe a handful of times. Mm-hmm. But if I'm by myself, maybe I'm not, like, worried about it, unless I can't see the screen in front of me, which, you know, now they have those theater style seating in most theaters, so you should be able to see the movie.
You should, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that we were at the theater, it was just like a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
and there were like a row of teenagers that were sitting right next to us, and this one girl, bless her heart, I don't think that she realized how loud she was being, but she was like digging into the crinkly bag, right, forever, and then she was taking the straw. Her drink was done. There mm-hmm. was nothing left in the cup,
mm-hmm.
and she just kept like taking the straw up and down in the lid, you know how it makes that sound?
Yeah.
And just was doing that for a good 30 minutes. And finally, you know, he leans over and he's just like, hey, can you stop that? Thanks. And like her parents were right behind her.
Mm-hmm.
They said nothing. But it was just like, it was getting to the point where it was so distracting. All I could hear was that happening right next to me and not the movie.
I mean, typically I like to let those do their own thing, and I just kind of stay in my own lane.
Right. In that situation, though, what would you do? Someone's making so much noise for most of the movie. Do you say something?
Man, I don't know. Maybe.
If it's like sucking the joy out of watching the movie for other people. They just don't realize it.
If they're being so distracting, whether they're, you know, making out or they're, you know,
making noise with their snacks.
Yeah, I may say something. It's going to take a lot, though, for me to say something. And right. So, I mean, Derek, I think your wife handled it pretty well, it sounds like. You know, you know, if she was just kind of leaning forward and saying, hey, you know, some of us are trying to watch the movie here and not you guys.
Yeah. They clearly weren't watching.
No, they weren't getting the plot at all.
No. And I think, you know, in that case, I think she did the right thing if it was distracting her. Now, you know, there could be, if there's other seats in the theater, you could get up and move.
Yeah.
We didn't have that option.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing where it's like, all right, is it up to you to move, or is it up to the people who are being distracting to move?
Well, no, it would be you. If you're not going to say anything, that would be one way you can handle it in a passive-aggressive way. Because it's obvious, if you're getting up and moving, but you're staying in the theater, you're just going to go sit somewhere else, it's going to be obvious to them that you moved because of them.
Well, probably not, because if they're in front of you and you are getting up and moving,
that's true.
Behind you, I mean, they may not even know.
Yeah, the couple making out probably won't notice. But if it's a snacks kind of a situation,
well, maybe. I don't know. It, like, the snacks thing, I think, is maybe a little bit different because everybody makes noise and they can't necessarily
predict. Can when there is no drink left in the cup and you're just moving the straw up and down and the lid making the noise.
Oh, okay. I guess.
And
that,
lots of crinkle
right
in the bag just incessantly. Yeah, for like a good solid 30 minutes. Yeah.
Man, you sound like we sound like, get off my lawn!
I'm just saying, you pay good money to go see a movie in the theater, right?
Yeah.
Let's just have some common courtesy for the people around you in the theater. You're all in that together, right? You want to have a good experience.
All right, so Derek, I think your wife was all right. I think she did the right thing. So just take her example and...
Let her handle it?
Let that be your answer.
Let her be the one to always handle that. She's got it covered. Graham was like, I thought if you were going to go to the show specifically for the, then you're supposed to sit in the back.
Well, maybe if they weren't planning on doing it specifically for the makeout session.
Yeah, maybe they just were inspired.
Yeah, maybe it was at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.